Born in Buffalo Grove, Illinois. Brett, is that where you still call home?
It's not. I'm a little farther north right now. It's a little town called Wonder Lake, right on the border of Illinois and Wisconsin.
Oh, very nice. That's nice country up there.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of in solitude, not too many people around, and, you know, live right on the lake so I can enjoy the water.
A little fishing? Do you do any hunting and fishing?
You know what? I do a little fishing, a little water sports, a little jet skiing, and, you know, most just relaxing and getting recouped.
Okay, now once you get here then, all of the guys who have, you know, real estate agents and have already built monster cottages on Lake Rosso, they're going to be bugging you.
I know. I've heard that already, actually.
Oh, really?
So, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing how that lake is, actually.
How did this come about? How come the Toronto Maple Leafs, I mean, you must have seen the standings last year, Brett. They're 29th, for crying out loud.
Well, yeah, you know, I did, and, you know, I look at it, and I look what they're building and what they're trying to do and, you know, who's leading this thing, and I like it all. I think they're heading in the right direction. I think, you know, they got a lot of young talent, and the way they're going and you know, the city they're in and the way the fans are in Toronto, I think it's all a good situation that, you know, that we're all looking forward to playing in.
You're coming from Hockey Town, but obviously as a free agent, here was an opportunity. Was Detroit still interested in your services?
You know what? They were interested. I don't know how much. We didn't really get into it that far. I think, you know, this deal and this opportunity presented itself, and
yeah.
It was really interesting to me, and I liked the fit, and I like, you know, like I said, I liked where it was going, and it was just an opportunity that I was, you know, excited to take.
I don't want you to give away any state secrets, but basically what would Brian Burke have said to you that made you really interested, made you want to listen to the Maple Leafs?
You know, it's just, it was more of, you know, him just presenting, you know, what he had, and just the fact that, you know, I mean, I think everyone in Toronto and everyone in the hockey world can see, you know, what the Leafs are trying to do and what they're trying to do here. So it was something that, you know, I thought I could help out and be a big part of. So on the same side as, you know, them building, I think it was a good opportunity for me to maybe get out of the shadows of, you know, some players in Detroit that I played behind in the last few years, but have learned a tremendous amount from, and, you know, start making my own path now.
Absolutely. The Toronto Maple Leafs now have eight defensemen of NHL caliber, and everybody talks about Thomas Cabrelle is going to be moved. But in the general terms, Brent, a lot of people just say, oh, well, they got that depth defenseman that they wanted, the depth defenseman. I'm sure that you would describe yourself as a little bit more important to the Toronto Maple Leafs than just a depth guy. So what do you bring to the table that fans in Toronto are going to like when they see you?
Well, I think in Detroit, I kind of got stuck in a hole, and you know, as the hockey world knows, that you know, we had a really good top four in Detroit, and you know, I'm not saying we don't have one of the best in the league in Toronto, but I'm just saying, you know, we had Hall of Famers in Detroit, old guys that, you know, that required minutes, that ate up minutes, and
yeah.
You know, it was tough to get to move, you know, within your organization there. But with that being said, I think I learned a tremendous amount from a Nick Lidstrom, from a Chris Chelios, Brian Rafalski, and these guys that have been around for so long that I think I can bring that experience. And, you know, our goal here in Toronto is to make the playoffs and make some noise. I think, you know, once we get there, I bring some very good playoff experience. I think I'm not settling. I'm just being in the depth of. And I think that's what I'm looked at as now, which is okay. But I think, like any other player, will tell you that, you know, you always want a little more. So that's what I'm going to strive for.
Good for you. The Maple Leafs describe you. Dave Poulin was quoted in one of the papers this morning as saying, "What we really like is his skating, your skating ability, and your puck moving ability." And not necessarily replacing a Thomas Cabrelle, but if they do trade Cabrelle, that is something that they will be missing, and maybe there's the opportunity for you.
Well, that's definitely a strength of mine, is you know, going back into my own end, getting pucks and getting them to the forwards and letting them do their job. You know, my skating is definitely has always been a strength for me, and I rely on it heavily, offensively and defensively, and you know, that's something that you know, is definitely gonna, you know, hopefully help our team out and make us better.
Now, you know, Phaneuf and Kessel are already working out and skating daily at the Maple Leaf practice facility. So when are you getting to town and meeting the boys and starting to work out?
You know, when I talked to Dion last night, he called me, you know, a very, you know, he was very welcoming. And we talked for about 20, 25 minutes. So it was a good conversation. I ran into Dion, you know, throughout the, you know, playing against them, never really had a conversation with them. So it was kind of nice to do that. And, you know, I've started to work out here and starting to push myself. And, you know, over the last three years, we've gone pretty deep into the playoffs. So I took a little extra time off just to rest the body up and get it ready for next year. So, but I'm in full swing things now. And, you know, I hope to get up to Toronto in the next few weeks, you know, check out the city, maybe find somewhere to live and, you know, meet some of the guys early and we'll go from there.
So folks always want to know some personal stuff. You still a single guy?
I am not. I have a girlfriend. She's from Detroit. She's actually living with me here in Chicago now. But, you know, so not single, but, you know, not married either.
So is she coming to Toronto?
You know what? We haven't discussed it. I think there's been a lot of other stuff going on right now. I think that's a bridge we'll talk about when we come to it.
Well, we look forward to meeting you. Thanks so much for joining us today, Brett, and welcome to the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh, I look forward to it, guys. Thank you. Thanks for having me.